Orbital 4.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:04, 29 today. Oh, I totally forgot.
What?
Well, I did the snazzy top hour intro thingamabobber.
Andy and Mel.
I'm a huge fan of yours, too. I mean, I'm obsessed with me and you.
Oh, this is going to be exciting.
I love it when you correct me when I'm talking about something different.
I know, but I just said that what it actually was.
I know. I was
telling
talking
you what
about,
it was.
I was talking about something completely different. How long till Thursday?
2 days.
And then you're out of here.
You're going to miss me.
Yeah, like a venereal disease. That was a good one, wasn't it?
So rude.
It was a lot of fun getting you. But
I think you should stop right now. You should stop.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling.
The only reason I put Don't Stop Believing in is the music for it.
Yeah?
Because I'll never have to listen to it ever again.
You might have to.
No, that's one of the requirements of the job listing.
Oh.
You cannot like Journey.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yeah, like 3 years experience, you know, and cannot like Journey. Cannot like Aqua, Barbie Girl.
What's wrong with that song? It's fun.
Cannot have an overdeveloped obsession with AC/DC, You Shook Me All Night Long.
I don't know what the deal is, but I love that
or
song.
Or Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that?
No.
Okay.
Nothing.
So, you know how they like to have the escapes in Huron? Seems like someone's always escaping from a jailer in Huron.
Yeah.
Well, there's a Kansas man accused of breaking out of jail in Beadle County in January. He has pled not guilty.
What?
KOKK Radio reports that 45-year-old Charles Beeney entered his pleas this week to assault, grand theft, and escape charges being held in the state penitentiary in Sioux Falls. Authorities say he escaped from the county jail in Huron on January 8th after accosting a guard with a makeshift weapon. Now, of course, the Constitution guarantees that he is innocent until proven guilty.
Well, that's true.
But
come on.
I know. There's some times where it's like, you know what? We really don't have to say da, da, da.
Yeah, can't you just, why won't you just say, yeah, I'm guilty?
Well, I mean, because it's, why doesn't he say it?
Yeah.
Because the evidence is so overwhelming in his alleged crime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
That's my point.
It's silly.
It really is. Sometimes just say guilty.
I know. I'm with you.
He escaped. He was not in jail when he was supposed to be.
Yeah. Did you know that McDonald's has names that, well, first off, they have four shapes to the chicken nuggets?
They do?
Have you ever noticed that they're like kind of a specific, not really specific, but they're kind of a consistent shape?
Yeah.
Like the only one I've really noticed is the one that kind of has the little hanger down thing.
Oh, I guess. I
it's
never
got, like,
really
a little
thought about
thing
it.
Extending away from the rest of the nugget.
Okay.
Well, as it turns out, there are actually names for them. And there are four of them.
What?
The bell.
Okay. Oh.
The bone. Mm. The boot, which is the one with the little hanger thing.
Okay.
And the ball, which is a more round one.
So do they have, like, cookie cutters for them?
Apparently.
Huh.
I didn't know that.
Alrighty.
Had no idea.
Interesting.
So, in Florida, a 37-year-old Pizza Hut employee wanted to impress his girlfriend, so he told her he was a sheriff's deputy. He would wear the uniform when he left the house, gave her friends tips for beating tickets and DUIs, and even wore the uniform to a New Year's party. Someone then tipped off the real cops. He was arrested for impersonating an officer.
Oh, boy.
By the way, the girlfriend dumped him. Let that be a lesson to you. Don't impersonate a cop.
Don't.
You'll get arrested and you'll get dumped.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Mel's last day today.
It is.
And I told her she's allowed to cry after 9 o'clock.
So far, I'm doing okay.
I still don't think you should really cry all that much because you're the one that decided to leave. It's not like we kicked you out.
I know.
You know.
But I'm sad about it. You know it was not an easy decision for me.
I know. I know.
So it was very, very difficult and... So I will cry because I love this job. I love working with you, even though we like fight all the time. I still love working
what?
With you.
What?
Yeah.
We don't fight.
Yes, we do.
Never.
Sarcasm off.
Have I ever given you a noogie?
Not yet.
The day is young. Got news coming up next. Hang on.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 7:22 morning. It's going to be another fairly warm day. Not sunny, though, is the only problem, so we probably won't melt as much. 29 the high. And I know 29 is under freezing, but you know what? It always seems like it's melting anyway.
It does.
I think it's residual salt.
It might be.
I know in my driveway it is because there's a lot of salt that's been put down this year. Finally got enough to start cracking the ice off.
Good.
It had melted down enough where it was no longer 3 inches thick and we could actually chop it a little.
Nice.
Yeah, that was handy. It helped out a lot. I do mean a lot. Okay. Not quite a year ago. Do you remember the story? It was very inflammatory to you. About how, according to science, that women were putting on weight because they weren't doing enough housework. Now, calm down. Don't get mad.
I'm being calm so far.
You remember that story, though, right?
Yes, I recall.
Okay. A new study out of the University of South Carolina says women have gotten heavier, chubbier, whatever you want to call it. And the reason is, again, that they're not doing enough housework. For what it's worth, the team behind the study is mostly male. Head researcher's a guy.
Mm.
But the team does have a few women on it.
Okay.
In 1965, the average woman did 25.7 hours of cooking and cleaning a week, and that meant they were up and active, burning calories. Today, women do about half that, 13.3 hours. So, it's not that they're not doing enough, it's just that they're not doing as much.
Okay.
Probably could have been worded better.
Yeah, I think so.
But
I mean, I get it. I mean, it is being active. And so I get that.
And, you know, you're not cooking for hours on end like women used to do.
No.
You know, and for you anyway, cooking, all you have to do is...
I put meat in it! Well, duh.
And that's it.
I made the most delicious meal last night, though.
Do hot dogs count as meat?
I guess, but I don't make hot dogs.
Well, but that's, if you made mac and cheese and put hot dogs in it?
I wouldn't make that.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know, that's gross. No, I made, you know, those turkey bacon fillets? Those, and baked them.
You know, there's some things where I'm okay with the turkey, whatever, you know, instead of pork, whatever.
Yeah.
This is greasier, like pork sausage. Turkey sausage, I'm okay with.
I like turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon is okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can put up with it. The one thing, though, that my wife has gotten lately that I just can't stand, it's like turkey pepperoni.
That's bad?
It doesn't taste good.
Oh.
I didn't like. I don't.
Kind of want to try it, though.
I don't care for it.
Hmm.
There's some things that you just don't screw with. Pepperoni
is
one of them.
I don't know. The bacon-wrapped turkey is.
At least for me, anyway.
Yummy.
Karen is on the phone. How are you, Karen?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I just want to wish Mel good luck. And where is she going?
To hell in a handcart.
Yeah. Thank you, first of all. Did you decide if we can say or not?
I think we have to say you're going to work full time at your part time job.
Okay. That's what we have to say.
I think
that's
so,
what the
yeah.
legal department said.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going full-time at my part-time job is where I'm going.
So does I work at Children's Care?
Okay.
And everybody goes, do you know where Mel's going? I'm like, no.
it was a better move for my family at the time, or for now, so kind of thing. So, but I'm not leaving, like, the city or anything. I'm just changing jobs.
I know, that's why it was such a loaded question yesterday when you were like, are you sad that I'm leaving? Oh, God. Okay. Way to pile it on me.
Yeah, I'm not.
And I wasn't sad that you were leaving because you were not leaving the state or the city or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, you weren't dying.
Yeah, I'm still going to be around.
So, no, I wasn't sad. Sorry.
And we'll still be Facebook friends, Andy.
And yeah, only when it's important, though.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the call, Karen.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And our last ever crappy karaoke,
at least for you.
Yes, mine.
Maybe we'll do it with whoever we get in here next.
Maybe.
Maybe not. If they're too good a singer, it would not be fun. It wouldn't
Wait
be
a
any
second.
Fun. No, I'm not saying you're bad. I'm just saying you're not great.
No, I'm like a B minus singer.
I'm going to go C plus.
What?
Hey, C's get degrees.
Nice.
Don't
rhyme.
Get wound up. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
There are people on Facebook who don't realize the difference between what's on your mind or I should talk to a therapist about this.
It's 727, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
A female One Direction fan threw her shoe at Harry Styles during their concert in Scotland on Tuesday night, and it hit him in the junk. Yeah.
Okay.
Harry was okay, and the fan apologized. She said that she didn't mean to hit him there. She just wanted something of hers to touch him.
Okay.
I know. Beyonce is under fire from PETA over a new line of shoes that feature exotic animal skins. The sneaker wedge design from Perfectly Made Kicks is nicknamed the King Bay and features skins including stingray, ostrich, crocodile, and anaconda. New movies out this weekend, Jack the Giant Slayer and 21 and Over. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
For the first time in 28 years. We're going to do crappy karaoke.
Yes.
It's been a hot second.
We need to do the vault number real quick.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did you see what it was?
No, I didn't. I have no idea what it is. What is it? 69? Okay. Nate, really?
That's what Nate picked.
All right, 69 is the number today. Okay. So, crappy karaoke. No, all three numbers, by the way. Tomorrow, you win a $50 party tab to the vault. Today's number again, 69. Crappy karaoke. Actually, for the first time, maybe ever, I actually did the entire song.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine's kind of.
I kind of got on a roll, so I just went with it. And since it's your last day, I won't even make you play rock, paper, scissors for it.
Aw, thanks.
I'll just... go first.
Okay.
So, my song in the... Oh, I got to make sure everything's set up here.
Okay.
It's been so long, I forgot how to set up the board for crappy karaoke. My song is in the style of Bowling for Soup. Almost.
Oh.
My song is called Always.
Oh, boy.
You always came in at 5:38, but there always was a reason that you were late. You always hit the snooze too many times, and you always hit the red light on 229. There always was a cop or a deer in the way, and then you always had to call Wednesday hump day, and I always had you. Jake Gyllenhaal was not the bachelor. Always showed tattoo and always wore a different pair of shoes. You always had to get in the very last word, and it always made you jump window hit by the bird. And I always had to hear how cold that it was when the thermostat always said 71. And you always denied and would not admit. You always yelled when you said I put meat in it. And I always had Mel. Charlize Theron was in Monster. Always. Could tell if you messed around on Facebook. You kept me stressing and button pressing. The Jaws theme song was for you. I never noticed when your hair was new.
That's so true.
Now I go thinking about all the things you always said. There's OMG, TMI, LMFAO, my Lanta. You had to eat beef jerky and burp Coca-Cola. I almost forgot to say something else. I'm really gonna miss you when I do the show by myself. I always forget one last thing I must say. I still kinda hate you for the snake in my face. Always had you when my wife was in the hospital. Always had you when you gave me Skull Viking shucks. You kept me stressing and button pressing. Sometimes it takes a second to get it. And I always had, always had,
oh. Whoa, wow, that was bad.
I always had fun on the show with, had fun on the show with you.
Now you're going to make me cry.
There you go.
Seriously, I got dead puppies.
Yeah. Well, I was going for insult, then make you cry for the good reason. Insult, then make you cry.
Thank you.
Not really an insult, but.
No, just teasing me.
Yeah.
Definitely. That was really good.
I really should have warmed up my voice.
That was really good, though.
By the end, it was gone. Yeah. It's gone right now.
I couldn't sing it that high.
Normally, I can sing along with Bowling for Soup fairly well, but I usually warm up my voice with more than just creamed up coffee.
Yeah, I think you did a pretty good job, though, keeping up there, right at the end.
Yeah, that last always.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
But other than that, I thought it was really good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have tears and... Okay, here we go. Are you ready for
dead
this one?
Dead puppies. I know how to calm you down.
Oh, don't do it. No.
Okay.
Good.
You got rid of that.
Now you
though,
gave
didn't
me anxiety.
You?
Thanks.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Mine is in the style of Matchbox 20 Bent, and it's called Advice for My Replacement.
Yeah, it was nice. You're going to be a jerk.
It's just advice. It's just stuff that he or she should know.
Tips?
Yeah.
Okay.
He may criticize all you say. That's okay, flip him off. Sometimes you will have to fake it. Act interested in his sports talk if you have to push and shove. Giving you crap you can't stand. Just remind him how much he hated when a snake visited him. You will probably be hated. It happened to me. It happened to me. This to my replacement. Don't laugh in your favor or be a teenager. They're breaking you in with fart jokes that never end. This is to my replacement. So I got sick of rhyming and writing the lyrics, so then I wrote down some advice for he or she, whatever, whoever they may be. Make sure that he takes his pill. He will yell at the phone a couple times a week. Just tell him to relax. He will ask you to grab all the stuff he prints off the printer, so just go get it. If he's bouncing in his seat, he needs to pee. Remind him. We don't want him getting a kidney infection. Don't say TGIF or Hump Day or any other acronym. He hates them. Luckily, he hasn't farted too many times in the studio.
Always an accident.
Yeah, it's always an accident. He will tease you a lot, so just be prepared. He really loves The Walking Dead, sausage breakfast burritos, mochas, Vikings and the Twins. He hates bacon, sad face, and he will forget to give stuff away, so you will have to remember. Good luck.
Okay. All true.
Yeah.
I thought you might go a little, although there was one thing that was a little.
What? Which one?
There was one line, I think it was in the singing part, where you said something about, I can't remember what it was.
You would probably be hated?
Yeah. Oh. I know.
No, not you. Not my next. My person. Advice to my replacement.
Not by me. Listeners always hate the new guy.
Yeah, whoever the new person is, they always hate them. When I first started, everybody hated my laugh, and they would like send hate mail or email.
Oh yeah, we get a lot.
Yeah.
And then you'd be all upset. I'd be just relax. Yeah. It'll go away in 6 months.
Yeah. So just so you know,
it took a little longer than that with you.
No, it didn't.
I'm
So just so you know, new replacement person that they will hate you at first and they will, and they'll probably call you Mel because I got called Tammy for a while. So that'll happen.
I think the last one was probably about a year ago.
It's been a little while.
It's probably been a year since you've been called Tammy.
It was, the first year was pretty bad. But you even got Trav sometimes. Some people call you Trav even. Yeah.
It's like, he hasn't worked here in a really long time.
So just, I'm just warning that, that you might be hated at first, but just, it'll be okay. I promise.
Okay. So what we do with Crappy Karaoke is you vote whose was better, but I don't know. Do we even want to mess with that today?
We don't have to.
Nah, I don't think so.
I don't think it's necessary.
They were both fun.
Yeah, I like
yours. Besides, we know that I would have won.
You probably would, as far as like the whole song wise. I think you did really good there.
Not bad for. I was actually dozing off in the middle of writing it last night.
Oh, no.
A couple of times I had my laptop in my lap. I'm laying in bed, and I wake up. I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta finish this. Anyway, so yeah, there it was. The last crappy karaoke ever. We'll get that up on the website if you missed it. And I got a email here from Jennifer. She said, subject line was, Mel's leaving? OMG, that is sad. I won't get to hear you guys argue every morning on the way to work.
Aw. Sorry, Jen.
Yeah. Most common comment we always would get is, I love listening to you two argue.
They do. And I'm not sure why they like it when we argue.
Well,
but
there is always some people who are like, I just can't stand the arguing. I don't know. Okay, well, name one television show without conflict.
Right. I can't think of one. You have to have conflict.
There's always a protagonist and an antagonist, and you are definitely an antagonist.
Thank you.
Anyway, music coming up from the Lumineers. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 754, up to 29 today. It's going to be a little cloudy. It is 20 right now. Getting lots of emails and texts and tweets and things saying, Mel, we're going to miss you.
Thank you so much.
And yeah.
I've been getting a lot of tweets this morning. It's been going a little crazy. So nice. It's making me feel so good.
Yeah. Too bad tomorrow you got to change your Twitter handle.
Oh, what am I going to change it to?
You'll carry your followers with you.
Yeah, I know. But I got to.
That's like the one communication thing that if you can change the name of and it doesn't like screw everything.
Yeah.
Is Twitter. Because like I noticed it when the weird example, but. When Michael Kadire went free agent to Colorado, his Twitter handle was mcuddy5, and well, he wasn't wearing 5 there anymore. He's wearing 3, so now it's mcuddy3, and I was still following him. So
I wonder what I should change it to.
I have no idea.
It'll be redhead something. I think that's what I'll go with.
I got nothing.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing. No idea.
We've had some just really nice tweets, though. Everybody really liked your song a lot, and I have to admit, it was pretty awesome. We got, aw, Andy's crappy karaoke was the sweetest, gonna cry. Hashtag always had Mel. This one's funny. Amanda put, I love you, but Andy had the best karaoke song of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag I hate Kanye, but I still quote that. Oh my gosh.
I still love it too.
But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Rachel's on the phone. How are you, Rachel?
I'm okay. I just had to call and tell you guys. I'm 8 months pregnant right now, and I was driving to work listening to you guys' crappy karaoke, and I'm honestly going to tell my boss that y'all are the reason I'm late for work this morning. Because I peed my pants. I'm not even joking.
You did?
No.
Oh, she's 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that's
pregnant.
That's a valid excuse. Like, you cannot get in trouble. And if you do, I'll write you a note.
Okay.
Wow.
But I just wanted to say good luck to Mel, too.
Thank you.
I do love listening to you guys argue.
Thank you.
I do. But you guys seem to have, like, a really good relationship, too, and it just makes me laugh and I'm sad you're leaving.
Thank you so much. It was really a tough decision. This is why I don't want to leave, because there's so many great listeners.
I still can't get over. We actually made someone pee their pants.
That's so awesome.
It's like a big career achievement.
It
just
is
making me late for work.
Oh, screw getting a Marconi. We made Rachel pee her pants.
Woo! Yay! There should be an award for that.
There should be. Well, thank you for the call, Rachel.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's a walk-off.
Yeah.
I'm going to quit now, too.
Oh, you are?
There's no reason for me to stick around. What gets better than that?
I know. Making somebody pee their pants.
I mean, my goal is always to make people late for work.
Right, because they're laughing and they want to listen.
Because they want to keep listening. Yeah. That's always my goal, but I never really had a goal to make someone pee their pants.
That's pretty awesome.
I mean, you kind of, you know, poetically say, oh, I was laughing so hard I peed my pants.
No, she literally did.
And literally did.
It's pretty amazing.
One of my proudest days. Thank you so much for calling in, Rachel. We have got music on the way from Maroon 5, also Ollie Murs. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.